Hachette Audio presents One of Us, written by Craig DeLuey, read by Maxwell Hamilton. For Chris Mars and my beautiful children, whose love is my daily bread. ...1984. Monsters. We walk on two legs, not on four. To walk on four legs breaks the law. Oingo Boingo, no spill blood. Good for your soul, 1983. Chapter 1. On the principal's desk, a copy of Time. A 14-year-old girl smiled on the cover. Pigtails tied in blue ribbon. Freckles and big white teeth. Rubbery, barbed appendages extending from her eye sockets. Under that, a single word. Why? Why did this happen? Or maybe, why did the world allow a child like this to live? What Dog wanted to know was why she smiled. Maybe it was just reflex, seeing somebody pointing a camera at her. Maybe she liked the attention, even if it wasn't the nice kind. Maybe, if only for a few seconds, she felt special. The Georgia sun glared through filmy, barred windows. A steel fan whirred in the corner, barely moving the warm, thick air. Out the window, Dog spied the old, rusted pickup sunk in a riot of wildflowers. Somebody loved it once, then parked it here and left it to die. If Dog owned it, he would have kept driving and never stopped. The door opened. The government man came in wearing a black suit, white shirt, and blue and yellow tie. His shiny shoes clicked across the grimy floor. He sat in Principal Willard's creaking chair and lit a cigarette, dropped a file folder on the desk, and studied Dog through a blue haze.
"They call you Dog," he said.
"Yes, sir, they do. The other kids, I mean."
Dog growled when he talked, but took care to form each word right. The teachers made sure he spoke good and proper. Brain once told him these signs of humanity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?